Lecture topic, Salam Feed.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon us all here and upon the Muslim Ummah, upon those who are suffering as we are seated here breathing this air, not feeling any suffering. They are brethren of ours who are suffering and going through various situations that we may not even realize and understand. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease their suffering, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them and make their lives easy. Ameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa bihi nasta'in, wa usalli wa usallim ala khatamil anbiya'i wal mursaleen, nabiyyina wa habibina wa qudwatina wa imamina Muhammad ibn Abdillahi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa atba'ihi ila yawmiddini wa ba'd. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah's blessings and salutations be upon all the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon the four illustrious imams, upon the ulama of this ummah who have passed on before us, upon us all, and upon our offspring who will come until the day of qiyamah. May Allah keep us all steadfast on deen. Ameen. Honored ulama, beloved brothers and sisters, dearest friends, the struggle is for Jannah. Each one of us, the ultimate goal is definitely Jannah. We know we are here for a few years. Anyone can leave at any time. We have no guarantee. So how to earn Jannah? Many have spoken, and the most truthful of all is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His message came to us through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today I wish to share with you one hadith, a very simple hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Simple and easy, so that we can remember, we can put into practice, we can spread the word, not only by speaking about it, but by others seeing our actions and learning. May Allah accept us, and may Allah accept what we are about to say, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let it come from the heart to the heart. Ameen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ وَأَطْعِمُ الطَّعَامَ وَصِلُوا الْأَرْحَامَ وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامَ تَدْخُلُوا جَنَّةَ رَبِّكُمْ بِسَلَامٍ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. What a beautiful hadith. So beautiful that if we only had this hadith, we wouldn't need anything else. If we understood it correctly, then over and above our obligations to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I am referring here to salah, zakah, and the various other pillars of deen, this is the only other hadith we need. It starts off by saying, afshu salama, spread salam. Spread salam. What is meant by spreading salam? The simple understanding is we should spread assalamu alaikum to everyone. Assalamu alaikum is the bare minimum. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon you. And may peace be upon you. That is the simple interpretation. But we'd like to take it slightly further today. What is the meaning of peace? The opposite of war, one would say. That means, may war not be upon you. In other words, may there be no war that overtakes you. There are two major types of war, if we want to categorize it, as to who exactly is engaging in this war. It is either you or someone else. What someone else is doing, you don't have control over. What you are doing, you have total control over. So in essence, you are saying, I will never fight you. That is the meaning of assalamu alaikum. I am not going to fight you. You are at peace from my evil. So what do we understand from this? When a Muslim utters the words assalamu alaikum, in essence, he or she is saying, we are one. We are together. I will never fight you. I will help you constructively in a positive way. Never will I be negative, and I will never be against you in anything. So automatically jealousy, hatred, ill feeling, cheating, deception, everything comes out. And only love is spread. I love you for the sake of Allah, because we have something in common that is far greater and thicker than blood. And that is the shahada.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah.
This kalima is so powerful. When we are saying assalamu alaykum, we really mean that because you have this kalima on your tongue, definitely you will be at total peace inshallah, not only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not only do I make a dua for you that Allah grant you peace, but I want to guarantee you from me that I will never do anything to harm you. That is the meaning of assalamu alaykum. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when speaking of how to earn Jannah, the first thing he starts, he says afshu salama. Spread salam. That doesn't mean a small SLM at the beginning of our SMS. That's not what is being referred to here. Sometimes we answer the phone or we speak to someone, we feel so lazy to even say these words, because to us it's just an utterance. It has no deeper meaning. Salam. I'm sure we've heard that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really and truly grant us peace. It is such a great statement that Allah, one of His names is As-Salam. And that As-Salam does not just interpret as the owner of peace or the one who grants peace. It is a very deep meaning. And I'm sure today we will pick this up. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist us and grant us the understanding of this little portion, Afshu Salama. It will solve 3/4 of our problem if we are to spread peace. Today, what do we have? Jealousy. A person who is jealous, his assalamu alaykum is wrong. Something is wrong with his salam, with his greeting. A person who cheats and deceives Muslims, something is wrong with his greeting. The first thing, when he meets, as a Muslim, we are taught, or as Muslims, we are taught to smile. Together with that salam, subhanallah, to confirm and to literally seal that guarantee with a signature and a stamp. To say, not only do I guarantee you, but I start off now, down payment is my smile here. To say, listen, assalamu alaykum. Not only that, we should continue, that is the bare minimum, wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. And I make a dua for you that not only peace, but even the mercy of Allah and all His blessings, may they descend upon you if you are genuine in that. Everyone is making dua for everyone when they are greeting, and at the same time, they are guaranteeing that they will not harm them. That is Islam. Islam is also derived from the same word, salam. It will solve not only 3/4, possibly even more of our problems. And I could comfortably say, very easily say, that if we do have social problems, they are connected to our hypocrisy in our greeting. So we need to rectify this. Because if we do not rectify it, how are we going to earn Jannah that is being spoken about? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this hadith speaks about how to earn Jannah, and he starts off by saying, afshu salama, spread salam. Why am I saying salam? Because if I say spread peace, people might stop greeting and they'll say, so long as I'm not throwing bombs on them, I'm okay. And if I say spread the greeting, then I am doing a grave injustice to this particular statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It has such a deep meaning. He says, U'titu jawami' al-kalim. I have been granted the gift from Allah that I will utter one or two words which have a very, very deep meaning. Jawami'ul kalim. Something very short, but the meaning is so deep, we could go on for days speaking about it. So this guarantee, inshallah, let us understand now that it is our duty to greet each other. Not only greeting, but understand what is meant by it. Why is it that it is the driving force behind Muslims? What is the recognition of a Muslim, the greeting, assalamu alaykum. If they say, yes, hi, how are you? You know that this person is not a Muslim. Not only is it the greeting, but even the concept behind it, the meaning of it, the genuineness within the greeting is unique to Islam. We have Christians who also look at each other and say, peace, peace. But the deeper meaning, they have never understood it. They do not even intend it at times. In fact, most of the time. With us, unfortunately, we've fallen into materialism. So everything happens to be connected to wealth and money and material issues. So when we greet, we are not greeting the person, we are greeting his wealth. As-salamu alaykum. That's because next to his name are a million rands. This is what is happening today. The minute he becomes someone who's a pauper, we don't greet. So how are you going to enter Jannah? And remember, the ingredients to enter Jannah have to result in happiness in the dunya firstly. And happiness does not mean you get the millions and the billions. Happiness in Islam means contentment. You are happy with what you have. You are happy with your condition. You will only achieve it if you guarantee the person or the people around you of peace from your evil. And if they guarantee you of peace from their evil, we suddenly have a community based on peace, security, serenity, stability, love of one another, no cheating, no deception, no jealousy, no problems, alhamdulillah. And when we have a problem, our salam will make us sit round one table and solve it, not only amicably, but with justice. No matter what you have, how much you have, does Islam say that you must only greet the rich? Does Islam say you must only greet, so to speak, your type? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. But what beats me is the fact that Islam has made it compulsory to respond to the salam, to confirm that the peace is not only one-sided here. It cannot work if it is one-sided. What is the point of a huge peace treaty signed by one of the two warring factions and not the other? You can tear it and throw it away. But in Islam, when someone says, As-salamu alaykum, listen to what the Quran says.
وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا.
When someone greets you with this greeting, beautiful greeting of Islam, respond with something better. Put one or two more clauses into it to say, you know what, in your guarantee you've written 2 points, I want to write 3 points and give you back a guarantee to show you that you are safer than I am from my own weaknesses and illness, and from my harm, from the damage that I may cause to you. I will never, I guarantee you, in a stronger way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us strong. And Allah says, if you cannot give a better greeting, some people use a very long greeting. I hope it is meant from the heart. And I told you, if there are problems in the ummah, they start at the salam. Hypocrisy in salam, that is what the problem is, if there is a problem. And then the response comes, wa alaykumus salamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding of the beautiful teachings of Islam. Once on an occasion, the kuffar who came across Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they told him, assalamu alaykum. They were making a joke. May death be upon you. Assalamu alaykum, not assalamu. The difference is very small when it comes to pronunciation, but in meaning it's a huge difference, the opposite. May death be upon you. And Aisha radiallahu anha noticed this, and she immediately responded, wa alaykumus salam wal la'na. May death be upon you and the curse of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at her and said, mahlan ya Aisha. Take it easy, O Aisha, relax, take it easy. When they greet you with a greeting, you say wa alaykum, which means whatever you've said to us, whatever, whether it's a guarantee or whatever it is to us, we return it to you. So if it was a curse, the curse goes back to them. And in one narration, wa alayka mithla alladhi qult, which means we respond to you precisely what you have said, using the same words. So from this, we are taught that when it comes to the non-Muslims also, we are not at war with them. No, every non-Muslim is a potential Muslim. And if we do not look at them in those eyes, or with those eyes, then when are we going to spread Islam and the goodness of this religion? But for those who are warring and fighting and threatening, then obviously we need to take heed and we need to understand, we need to protect ourselves. So we will do it because we are forced to. Protecting ourselves. But the layman, the people we have, mashallah, in this beautiful country of ours, we should look at them as potential Muslims. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use us to spread Islam. That is as much as I'm going to speak today about salam. I'm sure we've understood it. I've got to get to the next few issues that are discussed in the hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Wa at'imu at-ta'ama," and feed food to people. What type of people? Those closest to you. One is your duty. You feed food to your wife, children, possibly parents, and so on. Then the circle grows larger. Your family members, your brothers and sisters. When will you be able to call them over for a meal? When you have a good relation with them. If you have a bad relation, you will never be able to call your own brothers into your house or your sisters or your in-laws and so on. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Let me take it a little bit deeper. At'imu at-ta'ama, yes, it means to feed. And we should feed those we know and those we don't know. Try it sometime. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us. Some think that, oh, you need lots of money to feed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has fed in a different way as well, just to teach us. On one occasion, he told his companions, it's a happy day, it was a happy occasion, an occasion of nikah, walima. What did he say? He said, we will be having a walima, and each one must bring us a little plate of food and come, we'll eat together. Subhanallah. That was also a sunnah, just for those who are poor to know that a walima is not only for the rich. And it does not mean you have to start borrowing money and you have to go to the bank and take a loan and so on just to have a walima. May Allah save us. Also of utmost importance is that when we speak of feeding in Islam, we are not speaking of just filling someone's belly. But the spiritual food as well, we need to feed each other. Spiritual food. We need to help each other. And the same circles, it starts off with yourself, your children. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. O you who believe, save yourselves and your family members from the fire of Jahannam. Today we are speaking of how to gain entry into Jannah. Automatically you will understand it means how to gain protection from Jahannam as well. Feed them. Not only the food that they love to eat in terms of physical food. I'm talking of, you know, bread and drink and so on. But the spiritual food as well. We need to constantly remind them. And let me tell you, in the same way that your child does not like to eat a piece of meat unless it is beautified in the form of a burger, you need to know that your spiritual statement, they will not eat it unless it is beautified in the form of a burger as well. What that means is when you want to speak to your children regarding, say for example, salah, you don't just come up and give them a chunk of red meat and throw it down to say, hey, salah, or you will be beaten. No, you need to put it in the form of a burger. And you need to close it in nicely. If they like tomato sauce, so use it. If they like something else, a chip, a few, you know, a packet of chips next to it or with it, alhamdulillah, put it together. Offer them an incentive. This is spiritual food. So food is not only that which we eat, but the point I am making here is even if we are to look at that which we eat, we don't eat something unless we like the way it looks and the way it tastes. So don't utter statements to your children and to the broader circles as we make the circle broader, that they will not like what it looks like, nor will they like what it tastes like. They'll never eat from you. Never. May Allah grant us understanding. The statement I've said is quite deep. I hope we can reflect. Let me move further. Wasilul arhama. I told you moments ago, you will not be able to feed your brethren, your brothers and sisters, unless you've got a good relationship with them. You've solved your matters and problems. It is not common. In fact, it is impossible to have a family where there is no problem at all. Nothing at all. Because if that was the case, there would never have been this act of worship known as solving family problems. It wouldn't have been there. It is very, very normal to have a problem within the family. But what is abnormal is when people leave it and don't solve it. That is abnormal. We need to solve the matters because Allah has opened an opportunity for you to engage in an act of worship. Had it not been for that particular problem, the doors leading to that act of worship would have been closed. So when you have a problem in the house, firstly, go read 2 rakats salatu shukr to thank Allah that He's about to use you to solve a matter and ask Him to guide you to solve the problem. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. I'm not saying thank Allah and say, Ya Allah, we need problems, I don't have problems. No. But where we do have problems, rather than looking at it negatively, positively solve the problems. And this brings us to that point where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Silul arhama. Make sure you fulfill and make sure you look after the family relations that you have. Make sure you fulfill their rights. Not only rights, but go out of your way to solve family problems. That is the next step in order to enter to Jannah, into Jannah. If we are going to leave our family matters, we will die. We will go down in history. This person split our family into two pieces. That's it. We rather die going down. This person struggled their whole life trying to solve the matter. Allah will say, I told you, now let's go into Jannah. Is that impossible for Allah? No, it's not. It is possible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us Jannah. لَيْسَ الْوَاصِلُ بِالْمُكَافِ. Allah says, the one who's maintaining good family ties is not the one whom they feed him, he feeds them, and it stops there. They do one thing good, he does one thing good. No. But the one who maintains correct family relations is the one whom, when the relation has been severed from one side, he strives to solve it. He goes the extra mile to solve the problem. And when you solve a problem, you have to remove pride, you have to remove arrogance, you have to remove all the other bad qualities, or you will never be able to solve any problem. You might have to, at times, just to bring people together, apologize for something you've never committed. If it's your own family members, why not? If that is what is going to bring the two together, warring parties for the last 20 years, brothers are not speaking. You just got to say, look, I'm sorry, okay, it was my fault. Be genuine. That is the price you've paid for Jannah. It's cheap. Wallah, it's very cheap. So what if they thought it was your fault all along? And you know deep down, it's not my fault, but for Allah's sake, I got to bring these people together. My own family members. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make us from amongst those who are petty, small issues. What color motor vehicle I want, and suddenly the family is in two pieces. May Allah save us. And why is Allah mentioning this immediately after saying, feed food to your family and to the rest of the Muslims? Then Allah says, and make sure that you have good relations with your family members, all family members and relatives. Do you know it is an act of worship to know your lineage? Why is it that the Muslims are suffering? We don't even know who our relatives are. Not so that we can create cliques and say, oh, I am this side, so we won't let our daughters marry from that side. No, that is un-Islamic and haram. But the reason is, you need to know who your relatives are, because there is a great act of worship connected to those relatives. If you don't know them, how are you going to fulfill that act of worship? Like the poor people, if you don't know who is poor and who is not, so many people come to us and say, you know what, I want to give my wealth here. Is this person deserving of zakat? You need to know that so that you know that that act of worship of yours will be fulfilled. You don't want to make a mistake to give a rich person something and then your zakah is not accepted. In the same way, you need to know who your relatives are so that you know that you need to fulfill this right of theirs. If you don't know them, how are you going to fulfill that right? Just visiting and socializing for 10 minutes is an act of worship. It's part of your entry into Jannah. Visit the sick, you will enter Jannah. Visit the elderly, you will enter Jannah. And if they are your relatives, there's a double right. One is sick and elderly, and the other is close to your family. Allahu Akbar. May Allah save us. And may Allah grant us the acceptance to comprehend this. And once all that is done, then Allah speaks of salah. After all these three points are mentioned, now Allah says, وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامُ. Read salah in the darkest corners of the night, whilst people are asleep, just between you and your Creator. This is over and above the farad salah. Now, what does this mean? Automatically, I told you this hadith is enough. Because if you are going to read salah in the darkest corners of the night, automatically it means your five salah are in order.
Because hardly will you find someone who doesn't read his five salah and then he's reading tahajjud. Hardly. So automatically your five salah are in order. So Allah says, now that your five are in order, and now that you have spread peace and security, and now that you have learned to feed your own family and the rest of the Muslims with both types of food, and now that your family relations are solid, now create a link between you and the Creator. It will be easier for you to understand, and Allah is always very close to us. And it will be easier for you to gain spiritual elevation, because all the barriers in this dunya, you have now overcome them and you have removed them. The last thing left is now to solidify the bond and to make it better with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So once you have achieved that and you are regular on your salah, your prayer with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're calling out to Him, Allah says, تَدْخُلُوا جَنَّةَ رَبِّكُمْ بِسَلَامٍ. You will enter the Jannah that your Rabb has created for you, inshallah, in peace and with ease. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us Jannah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really and truly make us from amongst those who can understand. Here is the hadith. It is just one hadith, and I'm going to repeat it so that we can bear it in mind. I've given you detail. أَطْعِمُ الطَّعَامَ. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commences through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying, أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ. Spread salam. وَأَطْعِمُ الطَّعَامَ. And feed food. وَصِلُ الْأَرْحَامَ. And ensure that you have gone out to solve all your family problems. And that means if you leave that out, there is hardly a way into Jannah. May Allah save us. So many of us intentionally, we know that we've got family disputes that run through years and years. Try your best. Yes, if you've tried everything in your hands and the problem now lies, and it's very difficult to say this because I'm sure everyone will blame the other party. But if it's really become impossible, don't worry. Allah has seen and Allah has watched, and Allah will write the reward for you. You tried, didn't you? Sometimes you have said something which is the truth, but the way you said it hurt people, because you did not put it in that burger form that I was speaking about moments ago. Because of that, your family could be split for years to come. You might have did something that resulted in that. When you come up, you apologize, or you make clear a statement, or you ask them, look, please show me where I have gone wrong so that I can actually rectify and correct. And still, if they don't want to understand, then you have fulfilled your duty. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding and acceptance. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامٌ. Fulfill your salah whilst people are asleep. The ulama have mentioned that this is a show of sincerity. Who wants to show? Or who are you going to show when you get up at 2 in the morning? 3 in the morning, you get up. Who do you want to show? Only Allah. In Islam, we are not allowed to boast except under one condition. We are not allowed to show off except under one condition. What is the condition? If you are showing off to your Creator, Ya Allah, I'm getting up to show you that I am your worshipper. I'm getting up to show you that I'm going to do it for your sake. I want you to see it and I want you to be proud of me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really and truly accept our deeds. The sincerity of our deeds is very questionable at times. And the concentration in our own salah is also questionable. We all know it. May Allah accept it from us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us Jannah. And the hadith ends by saying, if you are going to make sure that you have done these things, then inshallah you will enter Jannah with ease and with peace. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will greet such people. May we be from amongst them. Allah will say, Udkhuluha bisalamin aminin. Enter Jannah in total peace. Whilst you are safe and sound, no one will ever harm you. You did not harm anyone in the dunya. Allah will say, I will not harm you. And we all know, even in Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the fact that even the greeting from Him on the day of Qiyamah to those who deserve Jannah will be salam. That means, no, don't worry. There's no harm going to reach you today. Peace. peace upon you. The others might be punished, not you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really and truly uplift the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May He grant us acceptance to leave the sins we've been engaged in for so many years. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us acceptance to get closer to Him every day and not to get further and further away from Him. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.